Section 4. PSAs and statutory payments. Having referred you to HMRC's website guidance on PSAs, I will now read through the guidance on the possible effect of a PSA on employees' statutory payments. I have to say that I find this is rarely of any relevance, but it is perhaps still worth pointing it out to you. HMRC points out that in rare circumstances, having a PSA in place can affect an employee's entitlement to any of the five statutory payments. That is statutory sick pay, statutory maternity pay, ordinary statutory paternity pay, additional statutory paternity pay, and statutory adoption pay. This can occur if your PSA includes payments to the employee that would otherwise have been liable for Class 1 NICs. This is because their inclusion in the PSA, the payments will not count in the calculation of the employee's earnings. And this might cause the employee's earnings to fall below the level required to qualify for any of the statutory payments. In these circumstances, you must recalculate the employee's gross earnings to include the value of any payments that are included in your PSA and that would otherwise have been liable for Class 1 NICs. HMRC points out that further details are available in its four statutory payments help books, which are the E14, E15, E16 and E19. If you think you have an issue with this, I suggest you look at the help books as well as the Revenues website.